Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the second ever episode of Sales Talk. I'm your host, Mark Thompson. Just have to ask briefly that you guys just bear with me here. This whole podcasting thing is new to me, so I'm just trying to learn how to edit the posts. I've written some music for the intro that I think you'll all like. I know I enjoy it, and I think it's pretty good, so I'm just going to learn how to put that into the video or the audio, and have a look for that here in the future. So today I thought we'd go in and have a chat about lot walks. What's the purpose of it? What are the benefits? Why do it? I know some salespeople that have never done that before. I think that personally that's making a bit of a mistake. So we're going to have a quick chat about this. This will be a short audio here today. Just learn how this stuff works and work my way into it. But I want to make sure I give you guys some great content that you can take to the bank and learn and hopefully improve your sales and your life as well. So let's start with what's the purpose of it? What is a lot walk? All that is simply when you get to work at the dealership in the morning, just go outside, learn your inventory, have a walk around. I can't tell you how many times I've been in with a customer and they ask if we have this specific vehicle. And I just think back to my morning walk. Okay, yes, there it is. It's on the back row in the back corner. It's a white one. So really, it's just, again, learning what you have on the lot. It gives you an upper hand as well. Say you have a customer that comes in and you know that you have a trade that's on its way in. It'll be here tomorrow. And so you can have that vehicle pre-sold before potentially even any of your colleagues know that it's coming in. So you can make a sale before anybody else has a chance to do that. I don't think that's being sneaky in any way. I think that's just being thorough and doing your job. And again, back to the lot walk here, it can help you learn your inventory as well. I'm still pretty new to the industry. I've been doing it for over a year and a few months now. So I'm still learning, and I know as vehicles change and different features and stuff that can go in it, you're always learning. If you're not learning, then it might be time to go find another job, because there's no way that you can know everything about everything. So good example of this would be at our dealership. We sell Ram, Jeep, Chrysler products. Every day I go out, I walk up and down the rows of vehicles, and I name off two things about each vehicle that I know for sure. So say I'm at a Jeep Cherokee, I walk up to it, I'll walk around it, and I'll say to myself, four-wheel drive, it has a sunroof. Move on to the next vehicle, it has a tow package, it's a V6. All I'm doing is trying to learn our product so that I can be the most efficient and the to benefit the customer as much as possible. And the best thing to do is if you have somebody at work that you don't mind kind of working with, is you can go out on the lot together and kind of quiz each other down the line of vehicles. And again, all you're doing is just trying to learn the product. It's good too, because a lot of the time you'll have a customer that come in, they'll sit down at your desk and they'll be like, can you tell me the story about the vehicle, the second row, fourth from the end? And a lot of the time, because I've just been out there in the morning, I'll know the vehicle, or at least I'll have an idea of which vehicle they're talking about. It makes you look a lot more professional. It'll make you feel a lot more comfortable. And it's going to just create an overall better experience for your customer. Because let's be honest, that's what this whole thing is about. It's about customer experience. You need to always be on your A game. You need to be always giving your best to your customer. And you should also remember, too, that just because you're working for a dealership, you're also in your own business. You're in the car sales industry, but you own your own business, so to speak. The dealership pays for the vehicles. They pay for advertising and all that stuff. But you're also in business for yourself. Again, just doing something as simple as going out even a couple times a day. I go out in the morning, and then I go out in the afternoon when it starts to get slow. And again, just walking up and down the rows, trying to remember which vehicle is where, What do I have coming in? And I'll even go back to the section where we keep all the trade-ins. I'll walk around there so I know what we have, where it's going. Are they going to stay on the lot that I can sell? Or is it going to be a piece that I can sell wholesale that the dealership hasn't already sold? These are just some of the things that you can keep in mind. As we go on and I get a little more confident making these, and I'm able to make points a little bit better, I look forward to sharing a little more information with you. And this just as simple as going out and walking up and down the rows. Learn your inventory, know what you have, so you can look confident, you can do a better job for yourself and for your customers, and you can have just a better all experience for yourself and your customer. So I look forward to sharing the next podcast here with you, and thank you for listening, and hope you come back and keep listening. You have a great day.